where we get up from the place where we fall. It's in the beauty, beauty of it all. When I run, I don't run away. I'm chasing
absolutely beautiful. All right, tell me about these wonderful musicians.
Yes, so you can start, and then I'll get okay. Halfway. Yeah.
Okay, so we from my song "What Are We Waiting For?" The producer of that album, he's been playing intermittently throughout the number of years, playing guitar for some of our tracks, mm-hmm. and so his name is Jerry Wong, and he played electric guitars on the human tracks.
So good.
And then this guy played in a band with, his name's Nick Hager, and mm-hmm. he played bass on some of these songs as well.
Yeah, and then we have Liam McDonald and also Jeremy Holmes and Jordan Aranis and Gita Das.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Gita's name the other day on a thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's don't forget Gita.
The team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know Gita, too?
No, I don't. Okay, and you were telling me that all the songs have videos, music videos to them?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. I think we have 7 now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
We're going to be doing our 8th one.
This one, Beauty of It All, has one. And if you're interested in looking at that on YouTube, make sure you type in Stone Poets Beauty of It All, because there's 500,000 titles of Beauty of It All out there.
There is. Or a better idea is just to go to stone poets, and you'll get our actual page with all our videos on it. Mm-hmm. And just please, you know,
like,
subscribe. Yeah, and like,
yes,
and leave comments.
Excellent. Okay, did you want to tell me about some gigs, or should we play Human first? How do you
feel? Let's play Human, because I have to put on my glasses to read them all.
All right. On CJSF. We're only human.
We are only human. Yes. That's the whole thing, right?
Yeah. So we were talking about what helps to make you guys relax. If you guys have any tips on relaxation.
Yeah. So I know for me, I love to write. So I journal a lot. Mm-hmm. And I also love just writing songs. And that's kind of where I do. But I know yeah. Scott's got a different.
Well, I work in a field where deals with kind of some neuroscience, right? And so to get regulated, that's what you're talking about, is if you do some heavy work, mm-hmm. you can create those dopamine hits that can make you feel really calm. And so I go to the gym.
Nice.
And work out intensely, and I feel really good.
Oh, intensely. Okay.
Sometimes twice a day.
Is it weights or cardio?
Yeah, every other day I do weights, and then I do cardio.
Mix it up.
But I don't really, the cardio I do is more aerobic, or no, anaerobic, because I do kind of wind sprints and stuff like that, so.
All right. Let's get to the gigs.
I know, yeah. Right? Okay, let me put on my glasses because I've got a lot of stuff here. So we have got an event called Project Hope Concert for the Benefit for ALS Society of BC. That is October 11th at 7 p.m. And there's some really great people, Jim Burns, Candace Churchill, Dee Daniels, Doug and the Slugs, the Sojourners, just to name a few of the artists that are going to be involved in this. So you can go on our website, stonepoets.ca, and go to our gig page, and you can find all the information for all these gigs. So we have that. On this Saturday, actually, August 31st, we're playing at Harrison Hot Springs. It's called Bands on the Beach, with our other group, Peace Knit Collective, that we're a part of, which is really cool. So we've got some cool brothers from rock and roll there. Blake Havard is going to be there, the Sweet Peas, Canyon Riders, so some really fun things. So come on out to that. Then we're going to be in Gibson's on September 14th at the Gibson's Legion. They do a whole series for original artists, which is amazing. We're in Shara's Landing, again, in Port Alberni on November 15th. And then we have some podcasts coming up. So Background Noise with Tara Matus, and also the Someone You Should Know podcast with Rick Anthony, and Close Neck with Christine Blanchett. And they're all dropping in September.
Amazing.
So there, glasses off.
All right. All right, we're going to play Angels in the Sun. Mm-hmm.
Try to believe with the believers. They seem to know who won. Try to deceive the deceivers. When all was said and done, they left me standing dumb. I'm
Angels in the Sun. Do you guys believe in angels?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We talk about them a lot.
Yes, we do.
I can't remember who was. There's a medium coming to town, Teresa. Long Island. I don't know if you have watched those medium shows, but
I've watched a couple just for songwriting stuff.
I think it's crazy, really interesting. I love that. Okay, so let's talk about the Great Divide. So you just came back from Nashville, was it?
Yeah. So I've been down there many times, but yeah, I was down there a little while ago. But we actually went to Nashville and we wrote The Great Divide.
Amazing.
It was my daughter AJ lives down there, so we have a reason to go down as well to visit her. She's a musician down there. You guys can check her out. Give her a shout out, AJ.
AJ, what?
Yeah. So Leanne and Daryl Burgess is who we wrote this song with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a time when the politics in the States was really getting ugly.
Mm.
And, you know, I just can never understand why people can't come together and just make decisions to make life better for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't understand that whole right side of life, how it's like, you know, we won't get into it here.
Right.
But anyways, that the whole idea of the song was, you know, there is such a great divide among people. So we wrote it and came back and recorded it, and we were super happy. And we play it a little bit faster live mm-hmm. than it is recorded, but it's just a different vibe live.
Yeah. And then when you went down to Nashville, did you wear like cowboy hats and stuff?
No.
No.
Just so you know, I do have some cowboy boots.
Yes.
But, you know, my daughter and I did have an alt country band called the Jardines, so I did wear cowboy hats at that time.
I love that.
But, yeah. Not anymore.
All right. But we're going to play The Great Divide right here on CJSF.
Nobody will. We're all lost and we're all found, hanging on as the world goes round, dreaming dreams in the dead of night. We'll all wake up in the great divide.
And we'll be back with more Stone Poets on CJSF.
This is Bird Note. When woodpeckers drum, they slam their beaks against bark many times per second. Scientists have long hypothesized that woodpeckers have a way of protecting their brains from injury. Maybe the spongy bone in woodpecker heads, or their incredibly long tongues that wrap around the back of their skulls, could help soften the blow. However, more recent work provides a different picture. High-speed cameras allowed scientists to measure the physics of woodpecking. The results indicated that woodpeckers aren't softening the impacts to their skulls. And there's a simple reason why. If their skulls had a shock absorber, they wouldn't be as good at hammering. So woodpeckers could suffer brain injuries over time. And indeed, researchers have found signs of cellular damage in woodpecker brains. But they could be protected in other ways. The small size of their brains and how they're positioned in the skull could help avoid the pressure on the brain that causes concussions. And ongoing research seeks to reveal whether woodpecker brains have a way of repairing cellular damage over time. This could even shed light on how we might help people with chronic brain damage. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Yes, and I think Stone Poets would be an amazing addition to the Roots and Berries show as well.
Yeah, I should write that down.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to tell me about this trick that you do with the human album. You have the A actually typed upside down, and I didn't know how you did that. So tell me the secret.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of cutting and pasting and then finding the font that you can use. The idea behind that upside down A, though, is more important, I think.
Yes, tell me.
Yeah, so it's just that nobody's perfect. That's the easiest thing to say about that upside down A. And we wanted to kind of let people relate to that however they wanted to. As well, we found out by fluke, which is really cool, that in math, an upside down A means come together. Basically. Yeah. So it just kind of, you know, with the DNA on the album, and we had, there's some other people we want to talk about too, Matt.
Yes.
He did all the graphics on it, which was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and I write comics together. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, social comics for kids with autism.
So. Yeah.
Oh, no way. Okay. What's the comic called? Is there like.
We got several.
Oh, you got several.
Yeah. It's around, we got one around hygiene, and then we got one around what happens when you get stressed out, what happens in your brain, and we categorize in three parts of the brain, and Owl, Dog, and the Sleeping Lizard. Or
where can they find it?
Oh, socialcomics.ca.
There you go.
Okay, and who does? Okay. And you're the artist as well?
No, I come up with the ideas, and he, him and I flesh out the story. He fleshes out it more, but he does all the drawing, and it's amazing stuff.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So also, Keith Clark, we want to give a big shout out. He's our favorite photographer that's part of our team, and we love him so much, and we know he's been on your show
before.
We
love you, Keith.
Yeah, and then Pamela Windar also is our creative director for our videos. And we also will give one more quick shout out to Murray Barreco, who owns Blue Moon Collectibles. And we did our last video there for Calm Down, which is on our YouTube page.
We also played a show there.
Yeah, we played a show there too. So he has some concerts there, which is really cool.
Awesome. Okay, and where else can people follow you on your Instas and socials?
Yeah, it's super easy. It's all just Stone Poets. And I know there is another group out of Nashville. I think they go by The Stone Poets. So we are just Stone Poets. And on our website, stonepoets.ca, you can find everything on there. Is a nice little package.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam,
thank you ma'am.
Yeah, baby, we're gonna end with Red River. Thanks everyone for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. We out.
I never walked a mile in your shoes.
Can't let the river keep flowing.